Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Good news is in Loudoun County for the COVID, it's a pure elective. You don't have to take it. So if you go in, it's just optional. You know, it's not
thermometer
a core
usage.
Yeah, thermometer usage and the actual disease also optional.
But at the high school level, they're only using rectal thermometers.
That's right.
Naturally. It's the most accurate.
It is. Yeah. Actually,
without any hand washing.
No. And what's weird is a lot of them have requested candy thermometers.
If you want to sleep in the middle,
baby, nice.
I was hoping for a triple bunk bed.
How about that? Yeah.
No, I'll talk to you later about it because
it would be a great idea to visit. But I think maybe let's wait just a little bit. You know, it's not the
you
best
know,
time.
Carrie will come to the door, and then I'm going to say to her, "Hello, beautiful."
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Today's episode of The Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our bonus packages. Please go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click on the bonus banner. You'll get access to all of our bonus content, and even better, you'll be helping out TMOS. So please, quit sucking, and we thank you.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store, and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's The Mike O'Mara Show.
To go take a nap.
Diva comes into the studio with a minute gone. Da,
da, da, da. Are you talking about Oscar?
No, I'm talking about you.
It is usually me. In fairness, it is usually me.
Oh, yes. Snap.
Yes.
Yeah, I come into the studio, then I spill my Truly all over, I guess, the board.
Would that be where you spilled all of your drink as we went on the show?
That's a little extreme. Literally, it was probably...
Are you on drugs right now? Why are you talking about
that? Wow.
No, why are you going, probably? Why? Have you been drinking?
No, but I'm very hungover. So maybe that's why.
That would take a toll
hungover
on someone.
Hungover and tired.
And a Truly is really not as satisfying as most would think, because these hard seltzers, they're like a Sprite with alcohol, and you really don't get what you think you're going to get when you get involved with that type of beverage.
I hate them.
Why do you hate them, Rob?
Because it's not, it's you know what it is? It's like Zima for a new generation.
Yes, thank you.
You're so right.
Which is why
I've never thought of that before.
I have a curveball tonight, since this is our first cocktail party of autumn.
Hey!
Angry Orchard Hard Cider.
Nice.
Oh, I love me some hard cider. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
And of course, I think both of the other ladies will be drinking champagne tonight.
Oh, very nice.
Now I know it's Carrie's, birthday?
Yes.
It was her birthday on Wednesday, yes.
Carrie, how old were you? You don't mind? Do you tell your age or not?
Yep, 52.
What?
Can you fix Carrie's microphone a little
bit?
I'm
fixing
your Carrie.
Happy birthday, Carrie!
52.
That doesn't sound right, Oscar, does it?
I hear it's a little duller than Rob's, but it is that old timey microphone. You know how I hate old things, Mike.
Well, let
hold
me.
Hold on. The kids are coming in.
Oh, happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday to you, dear Carrie.
Rob, introduce us to your guests, please. Hey.
They've been discussed, but this is their podcast debut, and this is as big of a shock to me as it is to you. Ladies and gentlemen, Rob and Kristen Chubbuck.
Hi. Hey, how are you?
Oh.
How you doing? Good to see you again. Oh. It's been a long time. We've talked about you on the show. Hi, Kristen. How are you? How's it going today? Hi, how you doing?
The microphone. Good to see hello. You.
Hi. Yeah, hello.
Yeah.
Hi, how are you? All right.
Yeah.
Hi, Rob. The other Rob. That's dynamite. Dynamite. All right. Well, this is
very sweet.
Isn't that wonderful? Can you turn your microphones up, Rob, please? Maybe get an audio level.
Yeah.
Maybe if don't embarrass him, if she would say something, you'd hear
it. I won't.
Maybe a send for your wife.
He doesn't sound, he sounds 3 miles away.
Thank you. Oh, wow. Oh, it's like that, huh?
All right.
Yes.
All right, let's see.
Yes. You have to talk right into it, get close to it, and talk to it.
Well, don't you have a better microphone than this?
No, he wants to get the olden style one that he
can
likes.
Can I have one of those?
You may not. So you only brought four cupcakes. I'm not going
to. Either your microphone level up or your sends up, or we're not going to be able to hear you clearly for the fourth time.
Please.
No.
I can hear him now.
Now I can hear him.
I can hear him. Yeah. We're good.
Now
we're
I can
good.
Hear everybody. How's it going over there?
Things are good.
All right. That's better. That sounds like it might be better.
It's great.
Did you? What's going on? What's going on?
I believe Rob is making a cocktail, a birthday cocktail for Carrie. Holy shit.
Oh.
Sometimes the champagne opens on its own.
Chaos.
I took the wire cage off.
Carrie, look at that.
Look at that. It's champagne. Oh, Mrs. Chubbuck is drinking out of the
bottle.
There you
go.
I can see why you like them.
It's putting me in a better mood already. Better mood than I am down here in Florida.
So we got your invitation on Facebook.
Oh, very good. That's nice. And I'm glad you came by.
And it's our wedding anniversary, so we
happy
decided...
Happy anniversary!
We're going to the Speedwax.
Happy anniversary.
Happy anniversary. Oh.
So are you, thank Mrs. Chubbuck, are you going to observe the show this evening and hang out with the Speedwax and pop in when we need you? Is that possible?
Absolutely.
Oh, that's
I'm
delightful.
Here to cocktail.
She's here to cocktail.
What are the cocktails being served this evening?
We're having peach mango martinis.
Oh, that.
Ooh, that sounds
that kind
like
of
fun.
You know what? With this rot gut we're drinking.
I know.
This grocery store,
Mike,
Walmart.
You're coming
special.
Off a bender, though. In fairness to you and Carla, it was a big celebration last week.
Yeah,
oh, I thought you were talking about this afternoon.
No.
Oh, there was pre-gaming today. I did not know.
Oh, there's a lot of pre-gaming today.
Well, that's
not for me.
Not for Carla. Carla was asleep when I got home today.
Yeah, for like 20 minutes.
Michael was up and Carla was asleep.
I was resting my eyes.
Sure.
What is the difference between resting your eyes and sleeping?
Yeah, because I constantly hear what's going on in the background, so I'm never truly sleeping.
Oh, wow.
Not full that's REM.
Not
no dreaming.
REM at all.
No dreaming.
No.
That's exciting.
Well, here's to resting your eyes.
Thank you.
Yeah, and
cheers.
Here's to the Angry Orchard, Rob. Good choice tonight. That's a good
thank
cider.
You.
A good hard cider. And the mango peach martinis that look absolutely phantasmagorical.
They are.
Now, Carrie, is this a surprise? The Chubbuck showing up here?
Yeah.
Oh, Rob, did you know
that's
about
sweet.
This?
I had no idea. I'm very pleased. We got the best friends in the world.
So Rob didn't know and Carrie didn't know. So they just showed up, right?
Yeah,
well,
friends.
I think Julia might have had an inkling because Julia escorted them down.
Oh,
okay.
Oh,
so she might have been instrumental
very
in it. But
sweet.
I wondered why Linus got so worked up. He was excited. He knew someone was here.
Aww.
Well, when he saw them come in the door, that was the first clue.
Yeah, he's
I know.
Very
it's
bright.
Exciting. Exciting. Really excited.
Carrie, we're going to do something
Oscar?
Here.
I'm great. I want to set the table that it is Carrie Speewack's birthday, as you said earlier. She mentioned the number, but she does not look like the number. She doesn't
you're
at
so
all.
You're so right. I totally agree.
Carrie
right?
no more looks 52. If she could be, if she said 42, I wouldn't blink an eye.
I wouldn't either.
If she said late, if she said late 30s,
you.
I would. No, you are a very young looking woman.
Yeah, you are.
Yeah, Rob
totally.
Looks like
thank
he's
you.
In the 60s, but
yeah,
you know.
Yeah, he does.
No, Rob's got that kind. Rob's looked the same since he was 28. And he has.
Rob looks his age.
Thank you. No, Rob, how old are you? You're younger than your wife, right?
I will be 50 in March.
Oh, my gosh.
So you're having a milestone birthday.
Everybody.
Yes.
And if things are back to normal, we have to do something special for Rob's
something big. Something
milestone
big.
Birthday.
Yeah, totally.
Necessarily,
that would be fun.
You know,
I agree.
To be honest with you, we ain't traveling in the fall, so maybe in the spring we can do some sort of traveling. You know, what is the date? Just
everyone loves Jimmy's.
It will be March 8th.
March 8th.
You would think you would know that, Mike.
That might conflict with my
I was going to say 16th.
That might conflict with my... Hold on. That might conflict with my member guest tournament. Do something nice for him, Carrie. Do something really nice for him.
I think your member guest tournament might be at the end of the month.
At the end of the month?
Or maybe in the middle, but not the 8th.
Last year, wasn't it the 7th and 8th last year? Something like that.
I don't remember.
Was it for Mardi Gras? Did you wear beads?
What, for my member guest tournament?
Yeah, oftentimes Mardi Gras falls around that time.
No, no, no. We just had a golf tournament, and we and much hilarity ensued. And my friend was Olegario Ramirez, who joined me and is a very, very successful guy up in the D.C. area, and came down and has a place down here. And we became buddies, and he's coming down this week.
Yeah.
And we're going to his house. We're going to his house next week.
That's so cool.
And it's, you know, we get to see how the other half lives.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
He's nice. Wonderful. So the Chubbucks are here.
Mm-hmm.
And can I say hi to Rob Chubbuck? Because I haven't spoken to
Rob
yes. Chubbuck.
Yeah, Mr. Rob Chubbuck.
Rob is also, you should know, he is my co-host and associate when I announce the Tuscarora football games when there was Tuscarora football. So
hi,
he's
Rob.
The guy with the binoculars and everything.
Hey there, how are you?
I'm doing well. Welcome, welcome. Thanks for surprising Carrie. And welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show TMOS cocktail party, Rob Chubbuck.
Well, thank you very much, Mr. Mike O'Mara.
Rob, I got a question for you. How would you analyze Rob, since you do the Tuscarora High School football games together, would you analyze Rob Spiewak's knowledge of the game of football? Based solely on your experience with him as an announcer.
I think after many of the years that we've spent together doing the football games, I think he finally has figured out that you cannot hit a home run. And there is no hoop.
No.
In football.
No. Although we are a good match because we are, you know, both older gentleman now, and he's got the binoculars, and he will call out, like, who received the play or who made the tackle. And he'll say,
who received the play?
Who received the ball or who made the tackle?
See, I love it when you talk sports because you don't use the right words.
See, the play is
painful. Who received the play?
Okay.
Who received,
I mean, who caught the ball? Who caught the ball?
Who received the play?
Yes.
But anyway, as I was saying, is that he will say, that was caught by number 58. And I say, I ain't got no 58. He says, look for a 53. So we're actually we're pretty well matched. And another thing that I love is that his son was a legendary player at Tuscarora coming up through the ranks. And he's a very, very dyed-in-the-wool homer. And if a play goes badly, I usually have to keep my mic muted between plays because you will hear occasionally,
oh, wow,
and that's,
I love
and that's
that.
Mild. Well, that's a mild
that
phrase
is mild,
there.
Yeah. And that does, we've got a really good sound system at Fortune Field. And so when he says it, everyone hears it.
That is
so
true.
So are you guys going to be doing it? Well, it's weird times. I mean,
no,
what's the situation? No football.
We don't know.
Right?
We don't know. Right now, it's still no football. Although up in Maryland, they did announce come October they're going to start sports.
Did see that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So
well,
so
we
maybe,
might have an announcement down here in Florida, which has been the, you know, the belly of the beast. But well, I might as well say it right now because Carrie's socializing in the background. I will share with everybody that big day in Southwest Florida. Our son returned to school.
Today. Oh, wow.
Oh, I can tell a quick story about that.
What's that?
I can tell a quick story about that.
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty amazing that it happened as quickly as we had. I'll set it up and then I'll let Carla tip in what happened when she called the school. We were going to, when we signed Michael up for virtual learning, it was made clear to us down here in Southwest Florida that it was pretty close to a 3-month virtual situation with no yielding on that. You can do virtual, but you got to do it for 3 months. So, flash forward to the virtual learning. He's been doing it about a month, and he hates it. He hates it, and I can understand why he hates it. No matter how quality these educators are, and they're all fantastic, they're trying to wrangle kittens with this little tiny screen that he's got in front of him. And unfortunately, the way it went down was it was really affecting him, and
he was always falling out of his chair.
Yeah,
his arms always hurt.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I'd walk in, he'd be down on the floor like turtle style with his legs up, like, hey, I fell out of the chair.
And trying to get Mike to do a bonus show.
He would come out constant, like, hey, Mom, I have to use the bathroom. Is that okay? I'm like, yeah, go use the bathroom. Like, right. You don't need to tell me.
Yeah, yeah.
Just do what you need to do. Anyway,
Is that a burp?
Did you have trouble receiving the play?
It was actually spit.
And so, Michael.
Okay.
That's okay. I still love you, even though you damaged some electronics.
I did not. I did. You are such a drama king. I totally did not. It was fine the entire time. That's why I didn't rush.
Okay. Nothing wrong with a sticky board.
Yeah, nothing. Go ahead.
Yeah, especially with the truly, right?
Yeah.
Sticky board.
Sticky board with you.
So long story short, like I'm telling Mike, I'm here with this kid every day. It's like I'm starting to go nuts. I know Michael is certainly going nuts. Mm-hmm. Like, really think about putting him back in school. Well, one day Mike comes in and he says, you know, has he been in school at all? Because he keeps coming out and in. It's like, just put it. I don't care if I die. Just put him back in school.
Put him back in.
And you know what I did? I didn't say anything. I said, oh, okay. And I ran, got my phone. I called the school, got the principal on the phone. I said, hey, look, this is really starting to mess with Michael's emotional stability.
Hey, listen.
Is it possible that we get back in school? She says, sure. Do you want him in tomorrow, which is today, do you want to wait until November the 2nd? I said, wait, what are my choices? Did I hear something wrong?
Said November 2nd or tomorrow?
You know. Oh, he'll be there tomorrow.
Yeah.
Boom. He was there.
So, Carla goes off to pick up supplies for her cosmetic line that she sells, and she's all over the place. And I have the distinct honor and privilege of telling Michael that this is going to be happening. We're excited because we thought he would love it. And I let him know. I said, hey, buddy, I got some big news for you. What? Mommy said you were going to tell me something. I said, tomorrow you are going back to school. And 1-1,000, 2-1,000.
Wants to go back to school.
Oh my God!
Yeah,
we're idiots. We're idiots. Well, it's been a terrible time. It's been COVID and all that.
Oh my God!
You can't win.
I'm talking about. She's out, and I'm dealing with. All I am doing for a half an hour is holding him,
consoling
and letting him let it
out.
Consoling him for a half an hour. But I told him yesterday. I said, Michael, let me tell you. I'm going to promise you that when you walk into that classroom with kids that you were in kindergarten with a year ago, you're going to get Michael, and it's going to be fantastic.
So flash forward.
Flash
forward.
What's the matter with your mouth tonight? You sound like Anna Nicole Smith
tonight. Once you turn 40, Mike, it's curtains.
Dying over here.
So Michael goes to the school.
Flash forward.
Said to the principal, what are my choices? Hold on, I've got a calendar app on my phone. I'm going to open it. What did you say, November 3rd? That's election day.
Hello, this is Carla Mira. I would like to speak to the principal, please.
Can you talk to him?
Sorry.
Flash forward, he comes home and he says, oh my God, I had the best day. Like, I had a lot of friends and my girlfriend's in my class.
Oh.
I said, what?
Yeah, beautiful Grayson. Yeah, they have thick as thieves they are. Just like the Shawshank Redemption.
Nice.
I don't know what that means. But anyway, he's back. He's super happy.
We're happy. Yeah.
You're happy.
I'm excited.
Who's his teacher? Does he like his teacher?
She seems really nice. Yeah, he really likes her.
And the teacher's a little different than the virtual teacher we had.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah,
isn't the virtual teacher the same people that you see?
I had a little twitch.
The virtual teacher is the same people that you see dealing cards on my bookie, isn't it? The lady that comes in.
The virtual teacher's 32 years experienced.
Oh, 32 years of experience.
Oh, battle axe.
The real teacher is 32 years old.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, you're 23.
Perfect. Come on.
You know what about your mother, Alice? She's a battle axe.
No, it's fantastic. It's a very nice lady, right?
Yeah.
Very, sure. Very, think very about lovely. It. The young bucks are going to go back to school because they can beat COVID for one way or another. And then if you're a little older, you're going to work from home.
Yeah.
Right?
Look,
to virtual learning.
Oh, here's the best part.
Hey, where's your mouth?
So Carla has a conversation of about a half an hour with this principal and the people at the school. Comes in. She said, well, it's done. He's going to start tomorrow. I said, oh, that's great. So what did they say about COVID? And Carla looks at me and goes,
nothing.
What? I said, did you ask them anything about? No.
Carla doesn't care. Carla is 40. Yeah. Carla's not fat and going to die if she catches COVID. So Carla doesn't care about COVID, so she didn't ask about COVID. Today you asked about COVID.
I asked about COVID.
Or did they tell you?
No,
or did
I asked.
You asked.
I asked. Everybody's wearing, you know, social distancing. They all stay in their pods. They have lunch in a certain place. They're not with any other kids. Recess is just them with their class by themselves. Everything's cleaned
but
a lot.
But it's human contact with the masks, lots of hand washing.
Yeah.
And if a kid has any kind of symptoms,
they go home for 10 days unless
10
they
days.
Get a note back. But no cases or anything
no
like
cases
that.
No cases at his good. Elementary school.
Do they have any thermal readers for fevers or anything?
That no.
How do they take their temps?
In the nurse's office.
Yeah, they're in Florida, Mike, they're a big fan of putting the hand on the forehead.
Yeah.
Or the lips.
Yeah. The good news is in Loudoun County, for the COVID, it's a pure elective. You don't have to take it. So if you go in, it's just optional. You know, it's not
thermometer usage?
Yeah, thermometer usage and the actual disease also optional.
But at the high school level, they're only using rectal thermometers.
That's right.
Naturally.
It's the most accurate.
It is. Yeah. Actually,
without any hand washing.
No. And what's weird is a lot of them have requested candy thermometers.
And they're just, they're spinning off. They don't need as many lunch ladies. They don't need as many lunch ladies. So they're spinning. They're spinning a couple of them off into the temperature department.
That's right. Yeah.
So the big lunch lady with the wart that goes. He's okay.
And Mike, if your temperature is above 98 degrees, you don't get fruit cup.
Oh, you're gonna have to go home.
This is serious though. Would you even consider taking your son's temperature when he comes home or anything like that?
Oh yeah, Mike, you did mention that taking his temperature every day.
Yeah, but the answers
we just
were...
forgot to do it today. That's all.
The answers.
We'll get it tomorrow.
The answers were great answers. They have not had a case. This is a very large elementary school. They're putting them in pods and with the masks and the hand washing protocol.
Oh, and Michael told me when you go to the bathroom, you have to wash your hands twice.
Oh, good. Mm. That's smart.
Yeah.
So that's
they
a protocol
won't do a good
that's
job
gonna,
one time.
You know,
both times before you go.
Yeah, probably.
Hey, chip in for Chubbuck. That's a chip in for Chubbuck,
awesome.
Everybody. That's fantastic. Yeah, so it's it's kind of cool, and we're very happy. There's nothing like seeing your son absolutely thrilled in a different frame
that's
of
great.
Mind.
Yeah.
In one day, he is in a great mood, and it's social interaction. It's what we do with this stuff. It's so essential to what we do down here. But let me just give you a little caveat. I don't trust this state at all. I don't trust the way they run it. I don't trust our government. I don't trust our school board. I trust the educators at that level because they are taking care of themselves as well. Mm-hmm. But you said to me,
seem happy.
But you seem to get the impression they were kind of doing their thing the way they wanted to do their thing.
Absolutely.
Which is spectacular because leave it to them. They're smarter than anybody in government. And, meanwhile, our cases are flatlining and they're not going down. And if you've looked at the numbers across the country, they're not going down either. So we're still in this thing, and I pray that we're not going to have the fall spike that a lot of people are talking about, but we have to keep our eyes on it and pay attention. And as quickly as we put him in, we would take him back out if we thought there was a problem. So
I'm just really enjoying the break right now. Mm-hmm. It's so nice.
Yeah,
it's
summer vacation
for you.
Yeah. She's been free all day long and hit the martinis at about 11 a.m.
Yeah,
today.
No.
So.
No, I don't know what I did all day, but I was like working all day long.
Well, you were working, and when we come back,
time.
I'll give you a chance. You can go out, get your stuff.
I have it right here.
You have it right here?
Conveniently located.
That's good, too.
The return to school, you need school supplies. You need a composition book, pencils, protractor, and olives.
And facial in a box.
Carla, when we come back, I have promised Carla that on the regular show, she will be able to give you her pitch.
Nice.
And then we'll have Oscar critique it. And because he's the business student.
He is.
And he will be able to tell you what you should include or not.
Piece of cake, Oscar.
Shannon, we haven't even said, I love your hair tonight.
Yeah, it looks wonderful.
It's filthy.
Is that what is known as a... A floppy bun?
Yeah, no. Does this bun look floppy to
you? Can't tell. You're motionless.
You're a monster. This is a beautiful ballerina bun. I mean, I could be on a stage.
Did you do the ballerina bun yourself? Did you do that all yourself?
Yeah, this is quick.
Isn't it nice to have such beautiful hair?
Oh, thank you. But my hair is really dirty. And
oh, you're talking to her?
I haven't had time to wash it.
Oh, you have beautiful hair too, girl. No, I don't.
No, you do. Your hair is beautiful. Way, your face is beautiful. Look at you. You're skinny. You're sexy. Love it.
Well,
Give me more, Shannon.
Well, it's nice. We have to break this up because we have to start the show.
And I need another drink.
And it's time for, as we're drinking, truly, we'll come back, find out the drinks. Carl will give you a little pitch and whatever. And the Chubbucks are here. So it's what a lovely evening. Start the damn show, Rob Spiewak. Go ahead.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Excellent round.
Excellent round. Top notch.
Oh, thank you. Say. Yes. I'm having a little party at the yacht club this Sunday. I'm christening my new sloop. What are you doing this Sunday?
No plans?
Great. How'd you like to mow my lawn?
Huh?
I figure a college-bound fellow could use a few extra dollars, huh? And when you're finished, why don't you drop by the yacht club?
Mm-hmm. Oh, thanks.
All right. I've got a little poem that I'd like to read in honor of this occasion, if I may.
It's easy to grin.
Put out the vote.
It's easy to grin when your ship comes in and you've got the stock market beat. But the man worthwhile is the man who can smile when his shorts aren't too tight in the seat. Okay, Pookie, do the honors.
Bless this ship and all who sail on her. I christen thee the Flying Wasp.
Another Rob Roy Bishop?
You never ask a Navy man if you'll have another drink. Because it's nobody's goddamn business how many drinks he's had already, right?
Wrong. You're drinking too much, Your Excellency.
Excellency Fiddlesticks. My name's Fred. And I'm just a man, same as you are.
You're not a man, you're a bishop, for God's sakes!
There is no God.
This is Wade Byard, the Public Information Officer for Loudoun County Public Schools. The Mike O'Mara Show has decided to start now. Please make all necessary arrangements to listen. This is the Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, and Oscar Santana. And now, without further delay, here's Mike O'Mara.
I'm being the gopher.
Yeah, it's perfect. It's perfect.
And a barman. Here you go, Mrs. Craig. You're wearing green so you can hide. You're a tramp. So it says llama. How about a little something for the effort, you know? He says, on your deathbed. You receive total consciousness. Yes, you read. You do drugs, Danny? Every day, sir. Attaboy. All right, anyway, we are live from the TMOS studios. What are you opening up there, Shannon?
Shannon, you want to know what kind of snacks you
have?
What kind
of snacks? Get my snacks.
Okay, your snacks. Okay. We're heard everywhere. Saluda, South Carolina. Billings, Montana. St. Cloud, Minnesota. Cumming, Georgia.
Look out.
Alligator Township, North Carolina, and Toledo, Spain.
Where did you say in Georgia?
Cumming.
Ooh.
Georgia.
Hey.
Our show today is, or tonight, is brought to you by My Boogie.
Yeah.
Week 3 of football is here. Sweet. And your winning season at My Bookie keeps rolling on. Again. Winning season means doubling your first deposit. Winning season also means insane player prop bets, epic bonuses, and the craziest cross-sport wagers. At My Bookie, winning season means watching live sports and betting live sports all season long. And don't forget the My Bookie $300,000 guaranteed super contest. You pick 5 games, against the spread each week, and there are prizes all season long. That is really taking the underdogs, and if you have one of those weeks, you could win big money. Just get over to MyBookie, get in on the action, use promo code TMOS, and double your first deposit. New players get up to $1,000 in free play, designed to add more excitement to the sports you love and the games you bet. Bet with the best this NFL season for your chance to win big. Use promo code TMOS and double your first deposit. Your winning season begins today only at MyBookie. Make your picks. Win big. Collect your cash. Use promo code TMOS and double your first deposit now. Longest copy in the world. Thank you.
Well worth it.
Did you lay your money on the Packers? And did you lay your money on Baltimore yesterday?
I did not, but I bet on what was the Thursday night game? I'm blanking. It was the Dolphins, right? Were the Dolphins?
Were you there?
What?
Were you there?
What do you mean?
Were you watching it?
No.
Oh, okay. Never mind then.
Well, what did you do last night, Mike?
What did we do last night?
Oh my God!
Oh wow!
Oh, here we go.
What was that town in Georgia?
Do you want to know everything?
No, whoa. I don't want to know anything. Actually,
gross. Gross. We didn't do it.
Josie Grossy. Well,
sorry, I don't want to gross you out. You know, I know I'm a.
You did it last week too.
What, you're like animals?
Was homeschooling?
Talk about it.
Mike brags about it all the time. He's like, yeah.
Do you believe him, though? Do you believe him?
Well, look, you.
That's a good question.
There is no reason for Mike to brag about that unless he usually says it's a dry spell, to be honest with you. I believe him because the day after his face looked drawn and peaked. Yeah, he looked happy.
And I was still breathing. I still had irregular breathing.
Oh, irregular breathing.
He said that homeschooling was driving you so crazy, you wanted to make little Michael a playdate.
A brother, a friend.
Yeah, we didn't do that.
Yeah, he asked me the other day. He's like, you want another one? I'm like, yeah. I don't think that could happen,
even if I wanted to.
Why?
I don't want to go into the details. Okay.
Because you're 40 now.
No, it's because.
I know, right?
Because
exactly. That's right. Is it my age?
Because Carl is 40.
No, his volcano is dormant.
That one. Yeah.
His volcano is dormant.
So, Carrie, happy birthday.
Yeah, and welcome back.
It's wonderful to, have us all growing old together. And any big plans for the, you've had your birthday this week. Is there anything, was it last weekend? Or are you doing something this weekend? What's going on?
No, well, I'm celebrating on my nephew's dime. His wedding is tomorrow, so I'm going to celebrate. I'm going to drink all of his alcohol.
Are they going to have a fun? Are they having a fun wedding? Is it going to be a good one? Is it going
to
be
outdoors?
Yes, in Virginia
Beach.
But
you know what? I mean, it's nice that she's going to the wedding, but I do believe I sort of succeeded for your birthday morning.
You're not going to the wedding, Rob?
No, I'm not going.
I heard that too.
Yeah. Why aren't you going to the wedding?
He doesn't want to die.
I think that
it's not a necessity.
There was a main wedding, and look what happened there.
I forget. Sometimes I blank on it. Sometimes I totally forget. I really do. It's crazy.
COVID, Mike.
Our family
will be careful.
Our family will be represented. It is an outdoor, socially distanced wedding, but I feel that, you know, a lesser attended wedding may be safer for everybody involved.
I agree.
You're just too lazy to go.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Mike, you're fine.
I do everything by myself, Mike. So it's normal.
What if he decided he wanted to go right now? Would you go with him?
He won't decide that because it's my family. So end of story.
Sick burn.
And she also booked a dog sitting thing this weekend, so I can't go.
No, Julia's doing that.
Oh, you can go.
Oh, okay.
You can go.
He's not invited anymore.
Oh,
RSVP'd for one.
You can't go.
I can't go.
Well, either way, I'm sure you're going to have a great time. Weddings are fun. Oh, my gosh. How much fun. I'm jealous. If I was there, I'd go with you, Carrie. I would totally go with you.
I'm going to have fun.
When are you leaving?
Tomorrow morning.
Why are you saying it like that? You said, I hope you do.
I say it like that because you just turned something that could have been very nice into a problem.
Okay, what do you mean? What do you mean?
You turned on me right there.
It's obviously an issue because look at Rob's cheeks.
Oh, it's like scarlet.
Red. Yeah,
like the blood is pouring into his cheeks.
I decided, I know they are.
And they'll continue to get red until I die. Who had,
let's see, 32 minutes into the show where Rob references his own death?
Does he do that a lot?
Oh, all the time.
You listen to the show at all?
But safety first.
Yeah, do you
safety
even first. Know him?
No, we actually. I didn't know he did I that. Asked Shannon not to listen to the show. Yeah, to,
when,
to be fair.
When fight then.
We got Linus as a puppy. Rob's first question was, how long do I think he's going to live?
Oh, that's so sad. Oscar will say super sad stuff like that about Santos, and I'm like, something is wrong with you.
Well, no, I'm
counting
about
the years. We got seven more years of them.
I worry about it because Linus has become such a part of our life that I don't want to be without him. And so I want to plan ahead and have a plan B dog. I want to have a quarterback on the bench for when
day one.
We kind of do that with with
Rob,
Winslow.
Do you have anxiety?
Yes, just all the time.
Asking.
Yeah, I do.
It's okay. I do too.
No, I just thought it would be nice. I don't know what goes on. I just was wondering if it would be. I didn't mean to turn it into something terrible. I thought it would be fun. I just heard you sneakily. I heard you do it in that way you do. Yeah, she's going to have a good time. And I knew immediately that you weren't going. And you, right. But you had to communicate that, even with not really communicating.
Yeah, you didn't have to, you know.
It was already out that I wasn't going. You're
so
kind of juggling the timeline. Tomorrow,
what do you
I believe.
Mean, why are you attacking? Why are you attacking?
You're the one who attacked.
I think you should go to the wedding. I think you should have a good time.
No, you don't. The first thing you said was, "Oh, I forgot about COVID. Oh, you're not going. Wait a second. You should
well, then
go."
Then you said it was socially distanced, so it's perfectly acceptable. It'll be
well.
You'll wear masks
would you
until
or
you, you know.
Would you or would you not agree that the less people at an event, the safer it is?
I agree to that.
But doesn't it sound like Carrie said this happens all the time?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I'm just going to say that.
Hey, can you stop eating your snacks while we're doing the show?
Actually, it hasn't happened a lot during the whole COVID thing. I mean, we haven't done anything, so it hasn't had a chance to happen.
What are the protocols?
She lives her life, you know. Nothing's going to hold her back.
I'm 52. I'm going to die soon. What are the protocols for the wedding? Since it's your family, what are they? Because obviously, it probably came up. If Rob knows about it, it came up. What are they?
What have you heard,
doing?
Carrie?
No, I haven't. Well, my brother-in-law has new teeth for the wedding.
Has new teeth, like the kind that the piano keys that they get with those implants,
like veneers.
Does he have implants?
I just found out my nephew requested that he get new teeth for the wedding.
I had no idea about that.
That's sweet.
No, I'm sorry,
well,
I'm missing
awesome.
It.
That's awesome. That's life changing.
Yeah. Veneers are not cheap.
No, they're not.
Oh, they pay for it. But yeah, my nephew's special. Doing very well.
That's very sweet.
That's really
no, cool. I don't think he would pay for a house. He would get
like selling the meth or what? Like, how's it going well?
What are the health protocols that are in place for the wedding?
That's a great question. Great question.
Are they having corn on the...
Mike, everything is being served on big white plates.
Oh my God. I didn't ask about the health protocols. I just asked what the signature drinks were.
Okay, so you're not worried about the COVID at all or anything like that?
No, look at her nails. They're done again. They're beautiful, by the way. Yeah. Mine are like, I haven't had them done since March either.
So you're not freaked out about it at all?
No.
So just
apparently the county school system is freaked out because I have to get fitted for a special suit to go back to school. I'm going to look like one of the people that give out the Emmys.
Serious? Yeah.
More information, please.
Yeah, what are you talking
what's the
about?
More information, please.
I thought it was just the N95 masks, but I have to go be fitted for something in October before school starts.
What? What do you have to be fitted for?
What is that suit?
Yeah, it's like a suit or I don't know.
For what,
But
Carrie?
I did have to get, I have a certificate that I'm going.
Is it the same suit that Heisenberg wrote, like when he was actually making the math?
Yeah.
So
I was just
going to
use
suit?
That one. I already have one.
It's the same dress code as for the wedding. It's called. It's a business casual.
Are you not going,
it's
Rob?
It's my
because
astronaut
you...
costume for Halloween.
Are you not going because you don't want to go, or are you going because not going because you're worried about the whole COVID?
It was a COVID thing, 100%. 100%.
Okay. All right, that's fine. That's
it's
cool.
A great excuse.
I also
well, it's not an excuse.
Let's not break his balls
kid.
About this. Let me ask a
okay,
quick question.
Let's just move on.
No, a quick question.
Rob knows how I feel.
So my my brother is thinking of coming down in mid October, and
would he like to go to Cody's wedding?
No, but they're if he
is
does
he single?
because
does he like to have fun?
He does like to have fun, but he. He is getting tested, and his wife is getting tested, and their little boys are getting tested because they're going to see my mother,
right.
Hypothetically. So I don't know how you would have a big wedding or a wedding outside without getting tested. Am I overblowing this?
No.
Well, I mean, we had that story about the main wedding that was responsible for what, 400 cases?
It was stunning simply because of the size and the number of cases in the state. And
indoor,
then the Millinocket wedding became my cousin John, who was one of the last people that I hung out with up there, is a cardiosurgeon in Maine. And this was all over the state. This was massive news because it's such a small population state that this was a super spreader event.
Right.
That's what it was. It was a super spreader event. And so you got to be mindful of that stuff that had happened sometimes, you know, I guess.
I have insurance. It's fine.
I'm just curious. I'm just curious about it, you know, as far as whether people worry about it. And, are you going to be one of 20, one of 200?
Yeah, what is it? What is a Millinocket wedding?
Oh, no, yeah, it's not Millinocket. It's Cody's.
Millinocket.
Thank you.
He's good.
Carrie, do you know there's a radio show going on right now?
No, I'm wearing a mask. I don't
Yeah. So you, don't, gonna you be, don't know.
Well, that's
fine.
A legitimate like, question. There. Yeah. Are they all going to be wearing like masks? Is that how it's going to?
I'm more concerned about my outfit.
Okay. So. All right,
Rob.
No, I. Don't you know worry. What, you know I'm what? Sure. He actually, you know, he kind of gave everybody an out, saying, you know, should we postpone? But enough people were still. It was going to be fairly small. I mean, it's under 100 people.
Duh. Yes. Sorry. Okay. I hate to say duh, it's but fair. Wow.
I do have to say this. You know what my son would call you guys? Spreaders.
Or maybe super spreaders.
I like that word.
There were at the Millinocket wedding. It was a. Now, you're not going to be inside, though.
No.
It's all outside.
That's huge. That's a big deal.
Yeah, big deal.
There were 34 people, I think, at. That
Why
came
do you
down
have a
with
three
this.
Finger?
There were 34 people.
I'm sorry, I was supposed to be doing this.
There were 30. There were 30. All right, so 33.
Yes.
34.
thank you, Mike.
Yeah, less than 100.
No big deal.
You know, tiny. It's not over.
Do you take this droplet to be your lovely wedded droplet?
Rob, you stay in the basement. You'll be okay.
Yeah.
I have a very small family. I have two sisters and... only one of them has children. I have one nephew, one niece, so yeah. I am not going to miss this.
I don't blame you. Look,
you got to do what you got to do.
This is my nephew.
And it's time to have some fun,
and I'm looking to get liquored up and dance.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. This from Rob Ford.
Oh, Rob Ford
from,
checking in.
He says he's in Tyson's Corner, but I know he's not. He's in the trash apartment. He says...
Wait, he's such a
Rob
liar.
Wants to go with me?
No, he said, I'm ready to step in when Rob goes down.
Thank you, Rob.
That's Carrie's husband.
Yeah, but you know what? But he's talking about the show, not the wedding. He's talking about the Michael
Marriage.
No,
he's talking marriage.
About the marriage. Yeah, he's Carrie.
He's a newlywed, so he
I'm interviewing.
Oh,
now, well, so.
Maybe we can talk swapping.
Oh, wow. That's exciting. Well, be very careful, Carrie.
Hey, I think that would be a good idea. We should all swap. Like, I'll go live with Rob. Carrie can live with you. Shannon can.
I just got left.
How do we do this?
I just want to go over to the chocolate house.
Shannon has snacks all the time, and Carla's always with the healthy stuff, so I'm going with Shannon.
Okay.
Yeah. Probably be best for everybody.
You would have a really good time with me, Carrie. I promise. True.
Rob and I'd be able to handle it. Rob and I'd be able to handle it. We just watch TCM all day. It'd be great. Yeah. All right, we'll take
Carla's
a break.
Carla's great to drink with. I know this. She's literally just put a big bottle of wine.
We'll come back with some information on my wifey's business when we come back on the Mike O'Meara show. Everybody. I have a sore throat.
I do.
It's the most wonderful time of the year, fruitcake time. It's back again, folks. TMOS Fruitcake Futures, your once-in-a-year chance to snag a signature Rob Spiewak fruitcake.
Orson, so can you emphasize the word snag?
Get me a jury and tell me how to emphasize the word snag, and I'll eat your butt. Get ready to place your order for the taste of the holidays. They taste even better than you remember them. Two big ways to purchase and support TMOS, including deluxe packaging and exclusive new collectibles and more. TMOS Fruitcake Futures. The holidays start right now. Oh, I have to go big pop.
I always hear that. Like, I'm so sick of hearing that.
Thank you, Carla.
Oh, I do have to say, though, you won't be disappointed by the fruitcake. If you don't like it, ship it to me. I will eat it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's delicious. That good.
Is there a bestiality going on behind you? I don't know what's going on, Rob.
Oh, my.
Rob Spiewak.
Oh, yeah. Luna is back. We have Luna the big dog. Yeah.
Oh, hello,
Luna.
Whoa,
he is huge. She's
170 pounds for Luna.
Look at Luna with the big poops.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. According to the Declaration of Independence, we are all created equal. Politicians and billionaires have one vote, and so do you. Mm-hmm. This makes you as powerful as any one of them. It gives you control over what happens in your community, your state, and this nation. It is your privilege and your duty to make sure that America lives up to its promise of equality. Make sure you are registered. Plan to vote on Tuesday, November 3rd. I have to say that I'm maybe not supposed to ad-lib during this, but I'm pretty gratified to hear what I'm hearing across this great country about how many people are registering to vote. I think that's a very, very good thing. Or vote early in your state if you can. All the information you need can be found at vote.org. They'll tell you about every state you live in, and they'll tell you how to do it. You want to vote by mail, they'll tell you how to do that. Want to vote early, they'll tell you how to do that. Please exercise your right. You have a voice. Make sure it's heard. Tuesday, November 3rd, vote, because the future depends on you. And I don't think it's an overstatement to say we're on track to just obliterate any kind of records we've ever had in a presidential
election. I sure hope so.
What I think is so great, happened. And we mentioned this already, but Robert is literally excited about this being his first election. He turns 18.
Oh, that's so awesome.
He turns 18 next Wednesday. So he's already registered and ready to go. So he's not going to blow his first vote like I did. I voted for Perot.
Is he gonna buy cigarettes?
Yeah, he's gonna buy cigarettes and then join the army and get a tattoo and vote.
Well, he actually is getting a tattoo.
Know you voted for... You didn't. You voted for Ross Perot in your first presidential election.
Mm-hmm. Wait,
that's hilarious.
I went to a Perot rally in Richmond.
Really?
Did you think there was going to be Perot?
You actually left your house.
Yeah, you got free food. Wait, Perot?
I'd like to change my vote right now, just to vote against all the women on this show.
You know what?
Every conversation, yes.
Women are the future. Haven't
that's
you
right.
heard?
Yeah,
right?
We are. I believe the children are the future.
Yeah.
Damn, we're mean. You better watch out.
Women are the future of snacks, Shannon.
Yeah, they are. All right, I love snacks. Let me show you all my snacks. No, I'm just kidding.
Hey, right, I tried those snaps. I did not like them.
Party mix.
Oh, that's mm-hmm. got his full of
thank
salt,
you, by the way,
salt.
Wanda Farmer.
I know, but
so sweet.
I don't
how
like snack
my body
mix.
Hold on to the water that I drink. I need salt.
That party mix always looks like they swept the, like they
no, that's a
party
really
mix.
Good party mix.
Okay, I know, Carrie, it's delicious. Whatever you want.
Thank you to Wanda Farmer for sending
what else?
It.
What else do you have there?
Yeah. Okay, I've got some chewy chocolate chip. I brought this special guy for Oscar.
Thank you.
Mm.
Right, bam. Yeah, okay, we've got a Krispy Kreme.
Oh, I'll take that.
Yes.
Oh, no, I'll take that.
Honey bun.
Okay.
I'll take it.
And I've got an apple pie, Krispy Kreme again.
I'll take that, too.
Delicious. And so I grabbed an old throwback.
Andy Katz's hot fries.
Cheddar fries. I love
hot fries.
Formerly called
never
hot
had
fries.
Those
yeah.
two. No, we've got hot fries, too.
Yeah,
they're two
yeah.
Separate flavors. I know.
Oh, Oscar, have you lost weight, by the way?
I'm down to 205, which isn't great.
But you
great.
Have lost weight,
yes,
though?
Yes, yes,
okay,
yes.
Okay, I can tell. I just thought right
you.
Now.
Thank
like,
you, thank you.
And Oscar, right, the last time we did this, I was looking at your arms. They look really good.
No, yeah,
they
do.
Oh, can you, right. wait, let's see that muscle.
Yeah, look.
Oh, hey. Oh, look at that. Look at that. Ooh, bring it exactly back.
I haven't even
do you
seen
have
that.
Carrie's favorite snack in there?
Check it to the gun show.
Do you have gummy interruptions in there?
Oh, don't be rude.
Oh, shut up, Oscar, and put your arms away. Roll down your
Let's see your arms, Rob.
Stop. Yeah. Do you want to promote your product or not? You've now got probably 11 seconds to do it because you have been
Carla's products are excellent. I have
thank you Carrie and I did not ask her to say anything.
No, I love them.
Okay,
it's the first
time I've
like done a routine and I love it. I stick to it.
Oh, thank you, Carrie. Thank you so much.
A lot of listeners have been turned on to this.
They're really good. And they smell good, too.
Yeah, they do.
Thank you. Thank you. Appreciate that. I really do.
All right, what do you want to tell everybody?
Oh, okay. So I sell facials. I sell products. I sell a facial in a box. If anybody needs any kind of... If you have any skin concerns at all, I am here for you. I will help you in any way possible. So my new product is called Facial in a Box.
Ooh.
How about that?
That looks so
good. Facial in a Box.
Remember that Saturday Night Live routine? It was great.
I got my facial in a box.
So I've already sold probably 10 of these. And I just was talking with a girl named Robin earlier. And you can get actually 4 uses out of this box. And she's having a girlfriend's night on Sunday. And they're going to give each other facials and drink. So I thought that was kind of cool.
Can you eat it, Mike?
No.
Put it on your nose.
Don't just look at it. Don't eat it.
That's
right. You know what? You are ruining this.
Hey,
I'm not ruining anything.
What? I like to invite myself places. And I told Rob the other day I'm inviting myself to your house because I want Carla to do a facial. And then I can do the show from there.
That'll be great.
Yes. Wouldn't you love that, Mike?
I would.
Calm down.
With you.
Would you like us to come?
I will.
Should we come
calm
before
down.
Or after the wedding?
I'm going to come right after the wedding.
Come on down.
Perfect timing.
I am.
Seriously, Carrie, anytime. We'll have a lot of fun.
We got a house to have people
come
and
visit.
Yeah,
we have a room. You can
not
stay here.
Not a hassle anymore.
We talked about this.
I can't stay in the same room with you and Mike. I thought that
if
was part of the
sleep
deal.
In the, if you want to sleep in the middle, you can.
Yeah, baby. Nice.
I was hoping for a triple bunk bed.
How about that? Yeah.
No, I'll talk to you later about it because
it would be a great idea to visit, but I think maybe let's wait just a little bit. You know, it's not the best time.
Carrie will come to the door and then I'm going to say to her, hello, beautiful.
So these boxes
that could be
are great.
Your facial, your mask. For
They make a great gift.
Oh, yeah.
They're perfect. I would say, Shannon, like,
this
is right up your alley,
love
right?
the products.
Oh, yeah. No, thank you. I definitely
I did the scrub tonight.
Oh, cool. Very good.
Yeah.
So, so as far as this facial in the box, if you're looking for a great gift, hello, here it is. Like, wives, I mean, would love to get this. Husbands, call me. We'll chit chat about
girls,
your wife.
Single girls, buy for yourself.
Yeah, single, exactly.
Yeah,
for
all
girls
the
single
thing.
It's
men
for, can
it's,
do it,
it's
too.
It's for beautiful women and uggos.
Trip bought it.
Well, and we're all dealing with, like,
mask
acne,
face,
right?
Right?
Yeah. Yeah.
So just so you know, this box, you can get 4 facials out of it. It comes with a great purity cleanser.
Can men use it?
Yeah, of course.
Okay.
Of course. Thanks. That's a good question.
Yeah. Women don't
and then you're going to do an enzyme gel, a blueberry.
Oh, hello. Hello.
Wait, I don't have that.
And then you're going to, then you're going to do like a facial mask.
Sure.
And then after that, you're going to put on your moisturizer.
Mm-hmm. Love it.
And then it comes with instruction. That. Oh, but another really fun thing
your butter's ready, sir.
Another really fun box I have is called the lip kit.
Ooh.
Rob needs that.
Rob does need it.
I'm in the dunce corner now.
Look at this beast right here.
What does that do?
Does that go down below or up above?
That saved my marriage.
What is your place?
Put that in your balloon
now. Your teeth?
Hey, Mike, did you hear that McDonald's is selling fried lips? They're called McJaggers.
I'm going to fry your lips.
You're a monster.
I'm trying to hear her. I want to hear all about this fun
stuff. Yeah, please continue, Carla. I'm so sorry.
Oh, okay. So I have a great lip kit right here, too.
Oh, I like that. Wait, what's in the lip kit? Do you have a scrub?
I do.
Mrs. Chubbuck just gave Rob a little lip kit right there.
So I have an exfoliating scrub.
Ooh.
Okay.
And then after you exfoliate, I have some lip balm that you would use daily.
Nice.
Hey,
that's
and
the
then
balm.
I have.
See, I didn't know about all this. I have to buy more.
Then I have a lip plumper.
Can I put that?
Ooh.
And then I have your Overlight
Oscar
night
has
lip
his
mask.
Hand raise.
Nice.
Yes, Oscar.
I'm
yes,
so
Oscar.
Sorry. I just want to make sure what the call to action is.
We're getting there.
Yeah, that has to be verbatim, Oscar.
Yes.
Give a phone number.
How can we find you? How can we get it?
You find me on Derm Glow Skin or, you know, my Facebook page, Carla O'Mara. Phone number is 239-247-4036. I am your personal esthetician. I can help you with anything, any questions you have. If I don't know the answer, I'll definitely find out the answer. I am here to help you with any kind of skin routine or if you want to do fun boxes, I'm here. Please
for every 2,000 people that call, I'll speak to one of them.
Thank you for giving me five seconds.
My pleasure.
How are you with waxing mustaches?
I love to do that.
They're not doing that now with my mask.
Yeah, I told Carrie to call Harry's. I don't know.
Fantastic.
I can dermaplane you, Carrie.
This is exciting. We'll take a break. We come back more fun and thrills with Mike Camara too.
Bless you. Thank you.
Good pitch. We'll be right back, everybody.
Good pitch.
What happened?
It was a great song.
What happened?
Best pitch ever.
Hey, guys. It's Billy Bush for the Mike O'Mara Show mailbag. Listen, if you want to contact the guys, all you have to do is send a nice little message or a letter to rob@mikeomarashow.com. It's beautiful. Or P.O. Box 32101, Washington, D.C. 20007. Or be like me. Just send your message telepathically. I have that power. I'm the golden boy. It's beautiful, boys.
Hello, Billy. Sorry I ruined your career by getting on your silly little Access Hollywood bus.
Welcome back to the mic. Yeah.
I'm sorry. I just got this from Pony Boy. Let's put a button for Carla's boxes on our website.
So maybe Pony, I love you.
That's a great idea.
I got
a message from Maddie. She said, let's put a button up.
Wow. So you go to MikeOmaraShow.com.
All I can say is that I didn't know that Pony liked me, but now I know Pony likes me.
Thank you, Pony. That's very kind of you.
Hey.
All right, let's talk about some real advertisers. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Brought to you by Features. Little things can make a big difference. For example, I never gave my socks a lot of thought. This is a true story. Today, I'm getting ready to go out and hit the egg.
He's so annoying.
And I say to Carla, I said, hey, did you happen to run a load of socks
through? That's not what you said.
Please, for the love of God.
In a sweet way. He wasn't that sweet. How rude were you?
I wasn't that sweet. Do I have any golf socks?
Yeah.
And she threw, she had a bunch of them. Yeah. And she threw.
I said I did laundry. Here you go.
She threw me a pair of golf socks.
Yeah.
And they were, I think, maybe Adidas.
No, and were they?
Yes.
Oh, I'm sorry.
My shoulders sagged, and I went, because I knew I had 5 or 6 pairs of Features socks in the laundry, and she threw them, and I didn't make
I'm
a big
so
deal.
Sorry.
That's okay,
I have
my
a
love.
Ton clean, and they're already. I thought I threw you the
You're
right
wonderful.
Pair.
You're wonderful. I love you. Thank you. But please, I love the Features. I do. They're so different. They're so unique. Look, this is an average product that's made by a lot of different people. This company, Features, decided they would make something special and make it better. A lifetime guarantee. Runners worldwide have made Features. That's F-E-E-T-U-R-E-S. Their sock of choice. And now you can get the same benefits specially tailored for the golf course.
Mm-hmm.
I love the way they stay in place. No bunching or sliding down into your shoe. I probably shouldn't be saying this. They haven't sanctioned this. But my feet feel better after 18 holes of golf. It's just great.
It's so true. Absolutely.
Features socks will change how you feel about your socks forever. You can get $10 off your first pair of Features when you go to features.com/TMOS. That's FEETURES.com/TMOS for $10 off your first pair of Features. Hello, Features. Mike O'Mara. I do your commercials, and I'd just like to say, anytime you're developing any kind of new golf sock, you can sell me 44 pairs, and I will wear them all. Thank you. Thank you very much.
I do have to say something that, I mean, Mike, truly, you do love these socks.
I do. No joke. Yes. Just because we sold your stuff, you don't have to sell my stuff. I've already done it.
I said I have these garbage other socks. I was like, where are my Features?
Well, it's always nice to have new socks because it does.
Yeah,
it does
nice to do an entertainment show and not an infomercial when I'm trying to move the show along.
There is a quick sidebar, Mike. Shannon asked me. She said, "Why do you keep getting underwear?" I said, "I signed up for the subscription of MeUndies."
Yeah. Because they,
MeUndies.
Literally, you get underwear.
Yeah. He gets like five or six pair.
Yeah. And Shannon said,
I want to get them. Rob always gets them.
They're
so
underwear.
Nice.
Yeah,
they're really nice.
And Shannon said, why would you want this? And I said, I was like, well, it's nice to have like underwear. We don't want, you really do laundry that much. So it's fair.
Right.
So
yeah, you can just wear them and throw them all away. The time.
I'm sorry.
Okay, you're fine. I love
you know what we haven't done? We haven't really gone through. Okay. So I know peach mango martini. Rob is drinking a hard cider. What are the Zabalios's drinking this evening?
My
what are you
peach.
Having?
He treated me.
Oh, little voodoo Clicquot.
Oh, look at that.
Wow, well, yeah. Wow, look at her.
But you still got the cage on it. Why haven't you opened it?
Poor little rich girl.
Oh. Poor are you little gonna, rich girl.
I might not have a kitchen, but I've
got Are you
got
drinking
this.
It or are you That's showing right. it?
Yeah, no, I am. I'm trying to keep it bubbly.
Oh, she put it back down.
Ours went off on its own.
Hold on, you put the cork back in?
Yeah, heck no! I didn't back in.
No, I didn't do that.
Just put a top on. Just put top on.
Oscar, what are you enjoying this evening?
So it hasn't been opened?
It has been opened, you maniac.
You're a monster.
I've got Union Craft Breweries, and I'm sold by any type of advertising. Yeah. It's called Steady Eddie with Eddie Murray from the Baltimore Orioles.
There's Eddie Murray. I love Eddie Murray.
Steady Eddie.
Oh, it's pretty good. I like it. It's an IPA. Pretty good, pretty good.
That looks like really old school.
My IPA has Fred Lynn on it.
But again, I have to say, I am jealous of Rob's drink.
You're jealous of the cider because you love the
God,
cider.
Rob knows how to.
I was
going to
have Harvey Wallbangers tonight, and I went to the cabinet, and I have none Galliano. I have no Galliano.
Wait, are we like blurry? What's happening?
You're a little blurry.
You're blurry. Yeah. Too much movie.
Am I about to pass out?
Yes.
God, I hope so.
I'm jealous of Carrie's drink.
Carrie's drink.
Oh, really?
Yes, yes.
Well, and I also have.
You're still blurry, Rob.
Woo!
Yeah, you might be blurry because everybody's streaming in your house as well.
Yeah,
who knows?
Tell the kids
to stop streaming.
Netflix.
Stop streaming.
Ah, you're good. Look at that.
That's a new show. There we go.
Yes. He's magic.
Yeah.
Boom, bam.
Ooh, he has the magic
hands. Magic.
So Shannon had a tough day today. If I'm going to be
honest,
yes.
Why?
Was she on the bus?
No, she wasn't. No.
bus.
I bought Shannon champagne and bought myself this. Which is okay.
I don't want you to tell this story.
It's fine.
Uh-oh.
You're such a monster.
Tell it.
Shannon said she wanted to leave work today to get her hair washed.
Yeah, because my hair is so effing dirty.
And I
Shannon,
said,
it does not look.
It doesn't.
It looks gorgeous.
Mine would be
Shannon,
greasy.
How hard is it to wash your hair?
Well, I have a lot of hair. I actually have a ton of hair, and it's fine, and it takes forever to blow dry, and it's
you can cut it off.
It's, you know, I bet
so
all together.
How about a pixie cut? Pixie cuts are.
I think if we went whole body, I probably have more hair than Shannon does.
No,
gross. Okay,
he's got a bigger body than Shannon.
She texted me, and we have two locations. We have the M Street location, we have the Georgetown location, and I said, Shannon, you can't leave work.
Yeah, for like 1 hour.
You can't leave work to wash your hair. Like,
mind you,
just can't.
I sent him. I sent him a screenshot. I was like, I've already worked. This is this morning. You know what, Rob? Real funny.
He's playing real bubbly funny music.
But I know how to work all of the equipment, mother.
Ooh.
Yeah, she does.
I'm really not sure why.
Hold on, I turned that on by.
That was
my fault.
Oh, I was like,
she was trying to lower Rob's fader. She was trying
I really
to do that.
Think that you might as well want to save that
Peach.
Move for something a little
my
more heinous.
Done.
Will you relax? I wrote her. I said kindly.
No, because you sound like you make me sound like I'm like some fucking monster. When sorry, ooh. Pony, but I worked. I've worked like at so this morning. I had already worked like 50 hours this week.
Yeah,
not a big deal.
And I said, as an executive, you should be working 80.
Okay.
Don't worry. We'll work it out. We'll work it out in the long run.
But I haven't had, because I've been working so much, and that's fine. I don't mind doing that. But I don't have time to wash my hair and blow dry it.
Trying to get you in the picture.
Where it doesn't look like frizzy.
I think you
look
beautiful.
Look, I just care about the way I look. I gotta be presentable.
Well, I think the bun looks amazing.
Yeah, the bun worked out.
This worked
really?
Out. Yeah. But my hair actually looks like this.
It looks beautiful.
Look at it. So oily.
Oh, my God. Are you kidding me?
Shannon,
you look great. You
look
great.
Oh, my God.
My hair doesn't
Shannon,
stick like
yeah.
this. Fine
how
hair.
Old are you, Shannon?
You think my hair sticks like this? No. And I put a bunch of...
Oh, yeah. How old are you, Shannon?
Yeah, who knows? How old are you,
Shannon? You know what? This is so ridiculous.
Yeah, are you even 30?
Making me do this.
I got to tell you, Shannon, your hair looks better than Oscar's arms.
Yeah, my God. I would do my hair. My hair still doesn't... That's why my hair is in a ponytail.
Oh.
Hey, this is ridiculous.
Yeah. Why don't you, hey,
these
hot
are
girl,
like the worst.
Relax.
I know these are the worst.
Enjoy your life.
Yeah, hey, everybody, stop picking
problems.
On Shannon. No, she's been working really
these
hard.
Hot girl problems are the worst.
Yeah,
Mike. Mike, go, be Mike. Honest with me. If your wife called you and you had an owner-operated business.
I didn't call you. This was text.
You text, wasn't whatever it is. Important. And says, hey, I'm beating cheeks while you're slaying the dragon, and I'm going to go get my hair washed.
Maddie is right here. I said, you shouldn't do this.
I said, how about you do this on Saturday or Sunday?
Oh, he makes me come into work on Saturday and Sunday.
We all have to.
Do you know what I would say?
Yes.
I would say, we have to take a break, and we will come back in just a second with more fun and more thrills on the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody.
Hey.
I'm keeping it together because coming up, we got a bonus hour, and yes. I don't have to worry about the clock anymore at all. And you know what I'm enjoying most about this show?
What?
I am enjoying the fact that Rob Chubbuck is having a great time in the background.
Oh, yeah. Look at him. He just needs like a cigar.
Rob Chubbuck.
We'll take a break and come back with more fun on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hey, humans, it's me again, Winslow, the Boston Terrier. One of the worst things about being a dog is that I can't talk. It's wicked hard. Not only does it make it impossible to ask for treats, it also prevents me from being a TMOS talking head. Imagine how fun it would be to sit down on a Friday morning, hop on your Zoom, and shoot the shit with TMOS. That would be a wicked pisser. I can't do that because I'm a dog, but you can. Just email your info to rob@mikeomerishow.com with your contact info and why he should choose you. And if you're wondering how a dog that can't talk can voice a promo, don't overthink it, okay? Hey, Tom Brady, how you liking Tampa? Woof.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Cornerstone First Financial. It's history in the making. The rate on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage currently sits at the lowest level in at least 50 years. But beware. Starting this fall, Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac will enact a refinance fee that adds half a point to all refis. That's a lot. That really is. So you have to act now.
That's a lot, Damone.
That's a lot. They say that a lot. To take advantage of these historic rates. So when you do a refi like right now and you do it soon, you look around and go, isn't this great?
Side 2, Led Zeppelin 4.
The lady will have the linguine with white clam sauce and a Coke with no ice.
Hey, Rhett, what are you doing here?
No, I come here. I come for the strudel. Hey, you lose your wallet, Rhett? Cornerstone First Financial is the company I recommend as a mortgage broker and a lender. They have the ability to meet or beat any deal. Oscar's used them. I've used them. They are the best. So
perfect.
So kind, so good. And a lot of our listeners have taken advantage of this. Here's their number, 202-625-1221. Call Mark Livingstone. Interest rates have fallen still below 3%, so you need to do it now. Mark knows. All of his crew knows. The refinance fee is imminent, so do it now. Remember, whether it's a purchase or refi, 202-625-1221 or cornerstonefirst.com. Cornerstone First Financial. Personal attention from application to closing. And we thank them for their continued patronage.
Is Rob Chubbuck wearing socks or are those loafers without socks?
Are you doing socks or low-cut socks? Oh, he's got socks on. They're just flesh color.
God bless you.
No, they're pink. Okay. They're pink.
Oh, they're pink. He's styling. They're not flesh color.
I'm sorry.
Well, his flesh is pink.
He also wears a man. It's called mansplaining.
Right. To me,
when
pink is flesh color.
His legs are wide open.
No, that's man spreading.
Man spreading. He was man spreading. Not anymore, though.
No, man spreading. Shannon, are you okay? Are you okay? I'm worried about you. I want to make sure before we move on with the show. Is everything all right? Is everything A-okay?
And also, I came up with a solution during the break. You could just, based on your story, why not have Maddie wash your hair?
Yeah. Shannon, I would love to wash your hair.
Spit take, yes.
Oh, my God.
Mike, you spilled all over yourself.
Lovely. And Mike.
That's learned better.
I'm sorry. That is so wrong.
Okay, so was I wrong?
I know I've been to Podcast Village. I was there in March. There's a sink right there. She could do the whole thing.
What kind of monster are you?
I don't know how
the best kind.
I'd wash
He's
her
a
hair.
Monster.
Well, how much?
I have a half a Truly in my windscreen.
Yeah, I saw that.
Right,
$50, I've never seen that.
$70 to wash your hair?
Wait, that windscreen can't drive.
Oh, wait.
Plus tip?
Oh.
Everybody stop talking to me. Same friggin' time.
Look at Rob Chubbuck. He's quiet. That's the way to do it.
Carla, you go first.
Okay, thank you.
Washing my hair is
so much.
Just shake your hair. It's fine.
I've totally switched. I'm totally on Oscar's side. Are you saying that you have to go and get somebody to wash your hair and blow dry it?
No, I haven't done that in forever, but he got me the membership.
The dry bar.
For my birthday.
Wow. Oh, so you get to use it.
Yeah. Okay. I actually haven't used it since before the pandemic.
Hello, my name is Gustav Dreiber, and I will let you come and wash and dry your hair.
This week.
Oh, I thought you were complaining that you weren't able to go to get your hair, you know, at the dry bar done.
Yeah, that's what I was
That's
complaining.
What she was. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Well, That's right, a little sister. Ridiculous.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, yeah. That's the first time we've had a conflict between. And these two, you know, the three wives are usually picking on us.
I might be jelly. I might be.
Oh, totes gels.
But, you know, you are a strong woman because you can say that. So the reason why I wanted to do it was because I knew that I was going to be coming on here.
We have the show.
Yeah, and I was like, show business. I can't look like I just
fell out of a tree.
I gotta keep up my own facade.
I have to say, the bun is rocking tonight. Yeah. I'm sorry. I like the bun.
Everything's
good. I like the bun. We have a beautiful younger lady with a bun. We have a 52-year-old that looks 28. Yeah. We have my beautiful wife here, and everything's fine. And the three of us are just big piles of poo.
That's right.
Thank you.
Yeah.
But not Oscar.
You're so lucky.
You guys saw his muscles?
Look at those arms.
Yeah, well, not Oscar.
Oscar's turning the corner, and I'm glad because I said to Oscar that, you know, when we finally get to doing a live show.
No more of these.
No, please.
You can't do that, you know? And I have to manage my alcohol. I don't want to look too old, you know? And I tell you, I've had about a million drinks today.
Yeah, the more I drink, the younger you look, Mike, so it's fine.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Appreciate
it. A little 81 today.
Did you? I never asked you.
Yeah, a little 81. It's getting there. It's coming back down after Maine and all that
better
good stuff.
Better than Theismann?
No, we wouldn't be able to. Joe would have kicked my ass today. Joe would have kicked my butt. Yeah.
And Joe's hair was also perfect because he went to dry bar.
Speaking of young and looking good, for as old as Joe, how good did Joe Theismann look?
Yeah, a lot of people don't know he's 92.
Well, obviously he takes care of himself.
He's 92. How come you don't laugh at that?
Because obviously.
Why don't you just let that go? Like because a goddamn 747 traveling over to Europe. You're just
she doesn't even know who Joe Theismann is. It's okay.
Oh, that's right. She thought she was Joe Namath. Yeah.
I'm Googling Joe Theismann.
That's the guy I was excited for to go talk to.
Everybody knows Joe Theismann.
I know. I know.
He's Mike's good friend.
Yeah,
he's a legend.
He was at Mike's second wedding.
One of Mike's weddings.
That's my joke, Carrie.
The good one. The big one. The big one.
Oh, good one. Gennady's orchestra.
Oh, no.
Wait, why did I get robbed with our six-person wedding?
Because we had a small wedding. This was a big wedding.
Mike was unemployed.
Also, Mike was afraid of COVID even back then.
God, Truly.
You
want to get burps going? Get a Truly.
Yeah, because you're drinking the black ones.
Oh, it's always subject. Race with you.
Well, it's the drink of the college girl. So Mike loves it.
What are you doing?
That's how he got away with it.
I'll tell you.
Julia drinks those too, Mike.
It may be the drink of the college girl. You know who's drinking them, Carrie?
You want to marry Julia, Mike?
The old men down here are drinking them.
The old golfers.
The golfers are drinking. Well, it's 97 degrees today. Right. So we're out in 97 degree heat. We are drinking these because it's better than beer. It's better than beer. I like it better than beer. It's lighter than
beer. I love beer.
You should stick to your Miller Lite, Mike, even though it's a crap beer. Well. You should stick to it.
Yeah.
This is what I'm drinking.
No way.
I'm going to switch.
What flavor is that? Mango?
This is lemonade. This is original lemonade. Thank you very much.
Lemonade is okay. That's all right.
Lemonade is okay.
I like the Mike's Hard Lemonade. The blackberry stuff's out of stock up here. Can't find it anywhere.
That's hard lemonade.
I like Mike Hard, too.
I like Truly Lake
Walk. What's the matter with you?
It's called drinking alcohol.
Wow. All right, we have to take a break.
Show up and she starts showing off.
Well, good for her.
Chubbuck's giving
me a warning. Hi, Mrs. Chubbuck. How are you? All right. It's almost flashing time.
Hey, we need to come down and have a dinner with you guys.
Oh, yeah, you do.
Yeah. We'll take a break. We'll come back with more fun and more thrills of the Mike O'Mara Show. All right, everybody, shut up. I got to do a commercial.
I'm going to go pee.
Thanks for the notice.
And now, Rob Spiewak does outdated impressions. Get ready to Google Sydney Green Street.
Delicious Rob Spiewak fruitcakes. Ah, Wilma. On black walnuts alone, we could make a fortune.
Frank Nelson.
Yes?
Oh, you haven't ordered yet. Well, they're only available for a limited time, dummy.
Katherine Hepburn.
I love the fruitcakes. Rally, I do.
Clark Gable.
Fruitcake? I love you.
Frank Morgan.
Who rang that bell? Oh, it's a fruitcake delivery. Bring it right in. The wizard.
Peter Lorre.
You despise me, don't you? Would you still hate me if I gave you a fruitcake?
And Betty Davis.
This year has been a horrible year, dude. What you need is a Rob Spiewak fruitcake, or it's going to be a bumpy night.
Ah, yes. Taking you back to the days of yesteryear. The classics hold up just like the taste of a Rob Spiewak fruitcake. Get yours now at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
You should hear my Buster Keaton impression.
Taste the classic greatness.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by our bonus packages, Pandemic Life. We're all living it. And guess what? It sucks.
Boo!
There's not even anything good left to look at on television, so why even try? Trade your idiot box for your smartphone, because smart is always better, and there's nothing smarter than the TMOS bonus show. You're going to get one tonight, ladies and gentlemen. You're going to get one live, too. Yep. It's an unscripted, unrestricted, no-holes-barred sixth episode of TMOS that you can get every week with just a few simple keystrokes and or mouse clicks. Thanks for that clarity.
Thank you.
Just click the banner on our website, and you'll get access to all of our bonus content, and you'll be helping TMOS. Look at us. We're here having a gay old time, and it will continue on the bonus show. It is and shall always be your passport
to the passport.
So, please buy the TMOS bonus show. Do it, or sadly, we can't be friends anymore.
Sad.
I'm sorry, but it's true. Just click the banner at MikeO'MaraShow.com. The Mike O'Mara bonus show, it's up next. And it's free until it hides behind the naughty paywall. Ooh, so devilish. So stick around and have a drink with us.
Devilish.
Oh, boy.
Where's Carla?
New drink?
Carla's coming back in. Yeah, I got a new. This is a truly grapefruit.
Ooh.
Oh, that's, you know what? Grapefruit is a great flavor.
For you.
Yeah.
Yes, it's very good.
Hey, can you tell the Chubbis to shh?
Yeah. Julia, quit being the hostess with the mostest.
Shh.
Aww.
We need to zip it.
We're wrapping the show. Bonus show coming up.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're very excited about that. Rob, before we get to the bonus show, you've been trying to get this on all week. Has something to do.
Hey,
what's going on?
Rob Chubbis.
Yeah.
Put a pink sock in it.
You wanted to talk about bourbon all week.
Yes, as a matter of fact, this actually goes tongue in groove with the wedding tomorrow, because for weeks I've been trying to find Blanton's single barrel bourbon, which is a boutique bourbon that I've loved for a long time. And Cody, my nephew, and Carrie's nephew, who she's going to the wedding for, his teeth are fine.
Who got the new teeth?
Cody.
His dad. No, his dad.
We really need to not talk for like just 6 minutes, okay?
He's pissed. I love it.
This is a great bourbon. And Carrie says, well, Cody likes bourbon. What should we get him? And she says, like, Maker's Mark? I said, well, Maker's is always good. But if you go boutique like a Blanton's, it'll be really special. And nobody has it. And I actually texted everybody a photograph today. Bourbon deliveries come to the Leesburg liquor stores on Tuesday mornings, and they open at noon. Carrie says, if you go there, you're going to stand in line. I said, no one's going to stand in line at a liquor store. For three consecutive weeks, if you get to the liquor store at like 11:30, there's a line of inebriants standing in front of the liquor store waiting to get in to buy the liquor.
Wow.
And so I've done this for 3 weeks, and this was the best week ever, because there was like maybe 2 dozen people to get in, and I get
That's
in.
That's pretty sad.
I like inebriants, too. Inebriants is like right out of the 50s. A line of inebriants. So this is what time in the morning?
They open at noon. So I got there at about 11:40, and there was already like a dozen people there. And because they get their shipments of bourbon, because bourbon apparently is like the hot drink
in
right
fairness,
now.
They're not all drunks. They're collectors.
Well, some of them might be collectors.
Is that what it is?
But here's the thing.
In their tummies.
But here's the thing that's so sad. I got in line, and I'm waiting, and then there's the guy that's, you know, letting people in, and he says, all right, you need a lozenge, Carrie?
No.
Okay.
Allergy.
Good. That's good. Maybe that wasn't a Luna that was slobbering on your jeans. So the guy says, who's here for bourbon? Because if you're here for bourbon, we're going to socially distance you 6 feet at a time. And he goes, you're bourbon, you're bourbon. He looks at me, even in my mask. I have my mask on like this.
Oh, no.
He sees me in line. He says, you're vodka. Come on. I said,
How did he know?
Because I'm a frequent guy.
He was a vodka guy.
And he says, I said, I'm looking for a Blanton single barrel. He says, don't have it, but we got plenty of vodka. Come on in. And so there's people every 6 feet, they're waiting there. And then the guy behind me, I'm about to go in, and there's two great conversations. The guy that's monitoring the door says, are you here for you here for bourbon? He says, Jack Daniels. He says, we don't have any. I think his name is Eric Church. He says, don't have any Eric Church. He says, I don't know who Eric Church is. I just want Jack Daniels. He says, they might have Eric Church at the other Leesburg liquor store. He says, I don't know who Eric Church is. I just want Jack Daniels. Turns out Eric Church is a country singer and has put out a boutique Jack Daniels bourbon. And so they didn't have that. And then the other guy, and then so I'm on my way in, and this was the greatest, when the guy says, anyone else here want bourbon? And there's a guy at the very back of the line, and he just yells, Hennessy! So I go in, and they say, you can buy, he says, if you don't see Blanton's, you might be able to buy it online. So I run out to my phone, I pick it. Yes, there are two bottles of Blanton's available in Southern Virginia on Lankford Highway in, I think it's Louisa County. And I said, you know what? Not worth the drive. So
this
Cody,
is ridiculous.
I know. So, but people,
let me stop you for a second there, because I have to tell you about, you know, back when I had the failed restaurant and the failed bar, the alcohol beverage control, the fact that the state controls our liquor stores, it sucks. Does it not? Doesn't it suck that they're so regulated?
You gave me such grief. When we went to the Hannaford in Maine, and the grocery store had booze, and then in Florida we went to Costco. Costco has booze. I'm like, you mean there is a place where the state doesn't control the fact that there's two bottles of bitters to cover an entire region?
Yeah.
Virginia is so screwed up alcohol-wise.
It is so screwed up alcohol-wise. It was. It has been forever. They're overly powerful. The people that run it are overly powerful. It's stunning the way restaurants have to get their alcohol.
Mm-hmm.
It's amazing. Yes, mm-hmm. Oscar Santana. Yes.
Okay, Carla, true on true. You met Mike with an underage ID at O'Mara's.
No,
not true.
Look at him. Are you kidding me?
Yeah. I'm so sorry.
No, I knew Mike that. Before O'Mara's.
She celebrated her 40th birthday. Do the math.
Before you turned 21?
I was 23.
Oh, sorry.
Oh,
I had just turned 23.
Yeah. According to her ID.
She had just turned 23 and her name was Ahmed Dolores.
Can you believe it will be? I mean, what are we, 17 years?
In October.
Yeah. 17 years in October.
Yeah.
We've known each other.
Wow. You've been dating as long as Carla was alive when you met her.
You don't even remember the Challenger.
The Dodge Challenger.
We're not talking about the space shuttle.
Mike apparently doesn't remember it either.
She was two.
Sorry, I forgot.
What year was that?
86. She was maybe one or two.
Oh, that's the year I was born.
She was six years old.
86. You were born in 86.
I was born in 80.
Who was born in 86?
I graduated from.
I think Mrs. Chubbuck might be.
I went to college in 86.
I believe, you know, I could tell when she was making the martinis and the shaking was kind of going, you know, and then she was like leaning over and screaming at your daughter. And then she was leaning over to her husband. Hi, Mrs. Chubbuck. How are you? Having a good time?
Are you having a good time, Kristen?
All good.
Yeah, all good.
Her gummies probably.
Anyway, suffice to say, there's no boutique bourbon in Leesburg. I sent you a picture of the line, and Cody is getting bullet bourbon, and that's just fine. It was on sale.
Right. And you're not going to the wedding.
No. Yeah, shut up.
What a trip.
Wow. All right, we got to get out of here. We have another full hour of cocktail party fun coming up on the Mike O'Mara Show. It's uncensored, and God knows this is going to be a good one. You want to stick around for it, people. And please send us a text, give us a phone call.
Oh, yeah, whatever phone call.
We'd love to. No, we're not going to do it.
Oh, come on.
No, we can't. Technically, we can't.
No,
Let's just take them.
If someone has a really good phone call, we'll send them the Zoom link.
Give a number. Give a number.
Hi, Mike Barter.
All right.
What's the number, Rob?
888-920-6273.
888-920-6273. It's not 6673?
6673. I'm sorry. I was very close.
Oh, my God.
I got it very close.
One more time.
888-920-6673.
Thank you.
That is the number. You want the number, kick it to the guy that runs the
show. Thank you. So sorry.
Might be helpful.
So sorry.
We'll be back with another full hour right after this. For everybody, Shannon and Oscar, Carrie and Rob, the Chubbixes, Julia, Chubbixes. Carla, everybody. Mike O'Mara saying so long, everybody.
Bye-bye. Oscar, you say chow-chow or...
Chow-chow, I'm so sorry. I'm running the board.
Before you go,
so
please make a mental note.
You running the light?
Made possible by the TMOS bonus packages. You can secure yours right now by going to MikeOMaraShow.com and clicking on the red bonus banner. Buy it or give it. Either way, you're helping out TMOS, and that's a good thing. Thank you, and go in peace.
Thank God it's Friday!
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
What's the matter with you people? I was joking! Don't you know a joke when you hear one?
Hey!
Well, I don't get the brain man.
The best is yet to come.